You can find other erotic hypnosis titles, just like this one, at www.MizDominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA.
Now I want you to get nice and comfortable in that chair or bed where you are sitting, where you are lying down. Let the sound of my voice soothe you and relax you further as your body sinks softly and slowly down. Every word that I speak becomes a soft, gentle caress on your temples, stroking down your cheeks, then at your temples again, around and around and around. Every moment your relaxation deepens, your neck muscles loosen as you quietly shift position, getting more comfortable, feeling the softness around you, feeling the softness under you, feeling the fuzziness in your mind as you simply let go, allowing your thoughts to drift, allowing my voice to soothe you, relax you even further. In your mind, you see images. Their shapes are distinct, like fog, like clouds. Colors swirl together, slowly gliding past each other. Reds and blues, browns. A golden color of fog begins to glow gently and fades away. You exhale. The golden fog becomes brighter again. And as it does, you take a slow, deep breath. The golden light almost seems to shimmer as you hold that breath. And then it fades quietly as you slowly exhale. Colors of green, brown, blue continue to swirl. The golden fog begins to glow again. And you take another slow, deep breath. Hold it as the gold sparkles and glitters. Then slowly exhale as it gently fades away. You continue to breathe slowly in and out as the colors swirl and the golden fog pulses with light. Gently pulsing. Golden light fading slowly in and out, like the way you fade in and out, watching TV late at night. You're not really paying attention. You watch a while, your eyes slowly closing, your mind forgetting sometimes what you are watching. You open your eyes again and change the channel. Your eyes close again. The colors are so warm, soft, pulsing. You breathe in, then out again, in and out, in and out. Your eyes open, another old movie. You enjoy watching them sometimes. Even when you're drifting in and out, breathing in and out, not really sure what the story is, but it seems familiar somehow. You see the old man in the big easy chair in his mansion. He's talking to the detective, giving him a description. All the details. Your mind is strangely fuzzy as you listen. You breathe in and out, not quite understanding his words. Behind him is a doorway, and you can see the face of the beautiful blonde as she leans into the doorway She looks at you, her brown eyes capturing your gaze. Then she ducks away again, trying not to be noticed. You breathe in again, deeply, slowly, deeply. You try not to be noticed, staring at her, over the old man's shoulder. He continues to talk, telling you what you need to know, so you can find the treasure that he has lost. Or was it a person? Was it a treasure? Or was it a person? The treasure must be found. The interview is over and you find yourself walking through the hallway, ready to leave the mansion. The beautiful blonde steps in and she stops you. She has something important she wants to tell you. You look into her eyes, her beautiful brown eyes. You're sure that you've seen her before, somewhere. She leads you through a door into the garden, all enclosed in a glass window. Green vines and trees and bushes surround you. Sunlight glitters overhead, on the windows, sparkling into your eyes, shimmering, flashing into your eyes. You're dazzled by the sunlight, feeling warm. She turns to face you and you're dazzled by her beauty. The tight dress that shows off all her familiar curves, the slits up each side that show her smooth, firm legs, all the way up to her hips. Her blonde hair catches the sunlight and reflects into your eyes. Her beautiful brown eyes reflect the sunlight, just like the windows, shimmering, glittering. You cannot look away from my eyes. I draw you close to me and you inhale deeply, breathing in my scent. Cherries and something else. Yes, it's my pussy you smell. I sit down slowly in my big wicker chair, gazing up at you. Without my even saying a word, you sink down to the floor, kneeling in front of me. You watch my feet as I gently slip out of the golden collar shoes, revealing my toes. Every toenail painted with a deep red polish. They reflect the sunlight into your eyes. Slowly, I spread my feet farther apart, farther and farther. So far, your gaze is drawn upward, upward. You can see my thighs outside the slits in my dress. I reach down to the front of my dress and slowly raise the hem, higher and higher. Up to my waist, so you can see my beautiful pussy, naked in the sunlight from the windows overhead, my firm thighs spread wide apart. Just a tiny drop of moisture catches the light, reflecting into your eyes from my pussy lips. You feel so warm, your mind empties of all thought. And you breathe in deeply. Your lungs fill with the scent of my cherry sex perfume. You hold it in and then breathe out. Your eyes drift open again. It's nighttime. Cold. You're in a dark alley waiting for someone. You pull the collar of your trench coat close to your neck, trying to stay warm in the nighttime fog. The light overhead only makes the rest of the street seem even darker. The minutes pass. Cold and silent, you breathe slowly in and then out, calming yourself. Then you hear it. The click, 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 click of my heels on the sidewalk. You wait, thinking, that walk sounds familiar. You wait, hoping to find the key to the mystery. You wait, and you see me walking towards you. Out of the darkness into the circle of light from the street lamp. I am also wearing a trench coat. Was it me you were waiting for? You cannot remember. You see my brown eyes shadowed from overhead, glittering in the darkness. My lips are painted deep red, then parked in a gentle O. You look at my soft red lips and you forget what you were going to ask. I continue to stare into your eyes and you slowly drop to your knees, hands at your sides, staring up at me. I reach forward and open my trench coat, spreading it wide, showing you my naked, perfect body underneath. All curves and shadows in the overhead light. You continue to stare up at me, up at my firm breast, my smooth thighs. Your mind is empty. In the cold alley, my heat overwhelms you. You inhale deeply, and again, you can smell my perfume, sweet cherry in my pussy, so warm. Your eyes close, and you inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Yes, you inhale and open your eyes. You're in a bar, sitting in a booth. Your back is to the wall so you can see everyone in the room. You're waiting for someone. Someone who can give you the last piece of the puzzle. The key. The key to solving this mystery. You feel my hot breath at the back of your neck. And your eyes close again. You force them to open and you turn to look behind you, knowing that it's impossible. Of course, you see no one. You look forward again, and there I am, seated in the booth opposite you. My eyes capture your gaze, and you can feel me. Under the table as I slide my foot up your leg towards your sex, I smile at you. I lean forward and your gaze is drawn to my breast, barely covered by the tight gold dress I'm wearing. You feel so warm. It's because you've been drinking. Or is it because I'm near you? Caressing you, caressing your sex with my toes, my red painted toes. Your sex becomes aroused, swollen, pulsing, as my foot caresses you, up and down, up and down. So good, so very good. I speak to you. Come to the mansion, I say. Then I withdraw my foot, trailing it down your thigh, down your calf, teasing you. I stand up and leave. Did you blink? You don't remember. You're back at the mansion, but this time I'm the one in the big easy chair. My legs are spread wide. You're kneeling at my feet, gazing up between my legs. You cannot take your eyes off my naked pussy. Then, with one last tiny spark of thought, somewhere in the back of your mind, you remember to ask about the old man. I spread my legs wider and my pussy lips gap open just a little bit. You see? And your mouth falls open, jaw slack. All the power of speech taken away. Quiet. Passive. He was never here, I explain. He passed away years ago. But his ghost still lingers. I smile. You are drawn closer and closer to me. And every once in a while, he makes a phone call and brings me another detective. this is not the story you thought it was. Your mind becomes fuzzier and fuzzier. You gaze at my pussy, inhale my cherry scent, kneel at my feet. You feel your mind, your sex, your very life force being drawn into me. You cannot resist. You cannot think. Your eyes drift closed again, your mind filled with the scent of my cherry sex perfume. Without my touching you, you still feel my toes. My red, painted toes, stroking up and down your hard sex. Your sex pulses, pulses, pulses as your mind empties moment by moment. You drift slowly, gently, deeply into sleep, dreaming of me, serving me, feeding me. Your mind empty, your sex pulsing, you think of nothing but me. Your face between my firm, warm thighs. All night, all through your dreams. All night, all through your dreams. All night.